We are a group affiliated with Amnesty International. We are their Charleston affiliate, Group 169. And they asked us, the group has recently been revived. It was dormant for a while. And they asked us, would you like to take on a case? And we said, we will try. And then they gave us options. There were several cases they were working on that didn't have a group yet. And they asked us to choose one, and that's the one we chose. And the reason we chose this case, it seemed so urgent. It seemed so terrible to have not had your husband, to not know what's going on with your husband, whether he's living or dead, where he is, whether he's being tortured. We just wanted to try to help find a resolution to that.
This awareness that you are doing on Facebook, where you are encouraging people to send their pictures, how has it been received by members of the public? Are you happy with the responses?
Yes, yeah. It's not easy. You have to explain the whole story to every person that has their picture taken, you know, unless you go to a group. Yesterday, I went to a church in Charleston and got to tell the whole story to the entire church. So then people already knew, and people would just come and get their pictures taken. And the pastor said, put the story in writing, and we'll put it in our newsletter, and maybe more people will send you pictures. But when we're in public places, we have to tell everybody the entire story before they'll let it, you know, so they'll understand why we want their picture. And it's time-consuming, but, yes, people are very supportive, and they go, oh, my God, I didn't know this could happen. You know, this is terrible. They get very concerned. So, yes, the response has been very supportive.
But have there been attempts to write to the government of Zimbabwe raising your concerns?
We have. We started working on this case in March, and we wrote 11 letters in March and 8 letters in April, which is, in my opinion, not nearly enough. We also have a petition, and we send, you know, we get people to sign that petition, and we have, like, maybe a total now of 70 or 80 signatures on that petition. I think it has to be an overwhelming number before it will be helpful. I think we need lots more letters. But writing original letters is a lot harder than getting your picture taken, so it's harder to get people to do that.
So the letters were addressed to who specifically?
4 letters were written to the police commissioner, 2 to Home Affairs, it says here, 1 to President Mugabe, and 1 to Chef Rwezamira in solidarity. That was April. And in March, we wrote 5 to the police, 3 to Home Affairs. We had more petitions than I thought. We sent a total of 3 letters with petitions to President Mugabe, and nobody wrote to Ms. Zamora in March. And that's all so far. It's, like I said, it's hard to get people to write letters. They think, oh, I don't know what to say, and they have to know the whole case. The more, I think, we have an e-group of 150 people, and I've been telling them about this case. The more people know, the easier it will get.
Did you get any response from the government officials in Harare?
No response whatsoever so far. I'm thinking it takes a while for letters to get there, and the first letter we wrote was on the 7th of March, so that was to the police commissioner, and I would hope that they would respond by now, but no, we haven't gotten any response.